Exclusive, Gordon Chang, Biden does not want to defend American interests with regard to China. By Robert Krajicek on October 15, 2021. Gordon Chang, author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War, said on Thursday that President Joe Biden is not defending U.S. interests in terms of foreign policy towards China. Biden does not want to defend American interests with regard to China, Chang stated on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with special guest host Jerome Hudson. The Biden administration prematurely offers concessions to the one-party state by John Kerry, its climate czar, he added. Chang recalled, in February 2009, Kerry's predecessor as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, actually said, just before she went to Beijing, "Well, we're not going to press on Tibet and Taiwan and a lot of other things, because we have bigger fish to fry with China." When Chinese leaders heard that, they were ecstatic because they felt, according to one observer, very close to the Beijing leadership, that Clinton had performed the full kowtow before the Celestial Court, and that really meant that they gave her a hard time. Just after Clinton left Beijing, China started to harass unarmed U.S. Navy reconnaissance vessels in its peripheral waters. And one of those harassments was so serious that it actually constituted an attack on a U.S. vessel, which meant an act of war. Chang remarked, "If you want to negotiate with the Chinese, you don't show friendship beforehand, you have to impose costs. Because you have to give Beijing an incentive to do what you want. John Kerry's got it backwards." China, simultaneous crises, he assessed. It has an economy which looks like it's contracting. It's got the rolling power blackout slash it's got the flooding. The environment is exhausted. It's got worsening food shortages, and China can't feed itself. And it's on the edge of the steepest decline in demography in world history in the absence of war or disease. He concluded, two Chinese demographers, about 2 weeks ago, came out with a study that says that China's population could fall in half in 45 years. That means going from 1.41 billion now to maybe 700 million by 2065. And by the end of this century, China could be about the same number of people as the US. Now it's about four times more populous. This is going to be stunning. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.